the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, you and I live in the wonderful Mile High City where allegedly we get 300 days of sunshine year-round. But these last, it seems like the last week, I feel like I'm living in Scotland. It's overcast. It's damp. There's slugs everywhere, which I'd never really seen before on my patio. It's raining every single damn day. It's gray. It's nasty. And I have feelings of sunshine, vitamin D, warm temperatures, and the ocean, which, of course, is nowhere close to this landlocked state. And that's why I'm going to head out west here at the top with an NFL future to make me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And I'm going to focus on the NFC West because DraftKings has all of their projected winners for each division in the NFL. And in that conference, or specifically in that division, which I think is the best from top to bottom, I think it's going to be the toughest road to hoe for all the teams involved. The LA Rams are the favorites at plus 180, tied in terms of the juice with San Francisco, who is also plus 180. To win the division crown, you've got Arizona at 6-1 and Seattle at 3-1. But I'm feeling the Rams, man, with Matthew Stafford, arguably the best defense on paper entering the regular season in the NFL. Cam Akers, who's going to be a sophomore sensation, not a slumper after a breakout second half of last year in his rookie campaign. You bring in DeSean Jackson, who is healthy for now. We know he's going to blow out a hamstring or a soft tissue, you know, issue at some point. But to go along with Kupp and Woods, and I think Tyler Higbee could be a sneaky fantasy guy late in your draft. This team is perfectly constructed under the wunderkind and Sean McVay to not only take that division, but maybe represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. What do you think about that plus 180 wager on the Rammies to win the division?
I like the plus 180 on the Rams. I'll be honest. I kind of like the idea of San Francisco coming out of nowhere. And also sitting at plus 180, I could get seduced by the juice on that one. But you know me, Brad. Yeah. I'm too damn impatient. I can't be making these futures bets. I can't have that. If I'm clicking on open bets in my account, I don't want to see something that's 6 months from now. I want to see a payday 6 minutes from
that's
now.
That's right. You need
brother.
That instant gratification,
I need
man.
Instant. I'm one of those freaks that will bet on whether the next pitch in the game will be a ball
yes.
or a strike.
I've been there. I've seen
loud.
It live. That's true. He has done
right?
that.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm so excited. Like PGA Championship coming up this weekend. But I like the call with the Rams. You could talk me into the Niners as well, because I could see if all of a sudden that offense starts clicking that they could sneak out a win or two in a couple of places, a little bit easier schedule than what the Rammies have got. But yeah, I like that. I'll take a plus 180 in a division, as you said, that top to bottom is really good.
Yeah, if you want to have your money tied up for the next 7.5 months, by all means, follow my road, unlikely to success. And again, if you want that instant gratification, if you want that payout immediately, listen to Lundy on a regular basis. You're going to listen to him here in a minute on some of his NHL picks tonight as the playoffs continue to roll on. He had an impressive 2-0 night yesterday. Let's stay hot, Lundy. And whether you want to get in on playoff action on the ice or on the hardwood, you need to do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Big stakes, bigger promotions. It's time to hammer the over and score some cash. And DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured playoff game. All players who place a bet on the featured basketball game will have a hand in lowering the over-under on the entire contest. That's right. For every 1,500 players who bet the over on the select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Again, every bettor who hammers the over in the feature game helps to lower the game's over under. The best part is that even as a line lowers, the odds remain at even money. That's right, you can double your cash by hammering the over. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to hammer the over. For every 1,500 people that bet the over in the feature game, the line will decrease by un punto. Yes, this is your chance to improve the odds of the overhitting, so tell your friends and family. This is a team effort, after all. Hammer the over and improve your odds of doubling your money. That's promo code FTN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. Max $25 wager. One per customer. Offer ends 5/23/21. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to this Taco Tuesday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, you were perfecto. You were unblemished. You were impeccable last night in the NHL. Let's make more pennies in the playoffs. Who do you like tonight with your first selection?
All right, let's get to it. We got, technically there's four games on the schedule today, but that's because Calgary and Vancouver are still playing those ridiculous leftover games from the regular season. So let's ignore that one, in part because it's at 4 o'clock Eastern anyway, and so who cares? If you want to have some fun, throw a couple bucks on Calgary. They'll probably win. But let's look to the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, which continue tonight with a set of game twos, and let's start in the Steel City with Pittsburgh. The Islanders picked up the overtime win on Sunday 4-3. But for me, I'm going to roll with Pittsburgh on the money line for tonight to even this series up at home. The interesting thing on this one, the Islanders were 0-4 in Pittsburgh this season until Sunday night when they finally figured out a way to be able to win. And I just don't think that they can do it two in a row. Pittsburgh is a very good team at home. Keep an eye, by the way, on the status of it, of Evgeny Malkin. Here's the thing. He's trying to go. He's got an injured knee. And Rob Rossi at The Athletic was talking about the practice that the Penguins had on Monday and said it is clear that Malkin is laboring. He's fine when he's going in a straight line, but when he tries to start and stop, tries to make some moves, you can see that he's doing it a little bit gingerly. He's a little bit worried about that knee. If he goes right now, the Pittsburgh Penguins are a minus 132 on the money line. If he goes, I expect that number to go up. I expect the juice to work against you with this one. So if you're feeling like I am that the Pens, even if Malkin can't go, if the Pens can be able to even it up, which I think they can against the Islanders, despite that overtime loss on Sunday, grab it right now before you know the status of Malkin, because I would expect that juice to go a little higher against you if you don't jump on it early. So take Pittsburgh minus 132 on the money line.
Yeah, Waddle with the Pens.
Number four.
All right, moving on. NHL playoff pick numero dos. What is it, hombre?
We're looking at the Florida Panthers on the money line going up against Tampa. Now, again, I predicted that Florida would take this series. Tampa took game one. But if you dive deeper into the stats on game one on Sunday, you will see the fact that Florida actually outscored Tampa at even strength 3-1. The problem is Tampa wound up with three power play goals and a shorthanded goal to top it all off. And that, to me, you're as good as Tampa is on the power play. They're ninth in the league over the course of the regular season. I just don't think they are going to find three out of four. Yeah, 75% conversion on the power play. I just don't see that happening two games in a row. So I'm going to roll with Florida on the money line, which, oh, by the way, plus odds as of tape time at a plus 112. Mm. So let's take the underdog, even though I don't think they are the dog in this one. They're the two seed. I think they can take care of Tampa and even this series up at home. Let's see if the Cats have any fight in them.
Yeah, pounce on those Panthers.
Number three.
All right, it's time for a MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA. A couple of play-in games tonight under the primetime lights. And if you want to score some of that action on your favorite player props, points, rebounds, assists, fantasy points, put them together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the more or less, or the over or under, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And if you use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. As a new user, you can get a free $5 game on the house. Have an MKF in good time tonight at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And let's focus on this Hornets and Pacers matchup. And a player I think is going to pack a lot of sting. It's the former Kentucky Wildcat, PJ Washington. And I'm on the over 13.5 points against Indiana. And it is a minus 121 if you want to get on this prop as well at DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, PJ limped into the postseason. His last three games, an abhorrent 9 for 34 from the floor shooting. But in 10 games prior to that three-game stretch, he had hit the over in 9 of those 10 contests. Guy that's logging a ton of minutes. His usage is up. Generally speaking, he's taking anywhere between 11 to 15 shots per game. So the odds of him cashing the over, really significant here. And he's got a storied history, though it's a small sample size. In the pair of games earlier this season and back-to-back, that he faced the Pacers. He went for 19 and 18 points back in late January. If you use the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool, over the last 15 games, Indiana is the sixth easiest matchup for a stretch big, which P.J. Washington most certainly is. And the Pacers this season, too, Lundy, number 20 in adjusted defensive efficiency. And at tape time, Domantas Sabonis, we think he's going to play, but he is banged up even if he does go. So this is all funneling to an over, hopefully cashing, though I featured it in my column today at FTNBets.com, and I've lost like 5 in a row in that stupid cursed piece. So hopefully I will reverse the curse, and PJ will make me some cash money here in the end. Fade or follow that over 13.5 points against Indiana.
Yeah, I'm to the point now with your picks there. I've just got that URL blocked. You know, I just,
you should.
There's no reason.
Just fade the noise. That's the name of the damn site. It's the name of this stupid podcast. Do the opposite of what I tell you, and you're going to make money.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I've got you blocked. No, I'll tell you what. I will follow on this one. This is what's interesting. Obviously, he hasn't done it in the last four, and then if you go back to a fifth game, he only scored 14. So this is a number that he has been struggling to be able to get over. But again, I just think I'm not so sure that I don't just take Charlotte on the money line in this game to be able to pull off the upset. I mean, I'm really tempted to be able to do it because Indiana is banged up. Obviously, we expect Sabonis to be able to go, but if he does, he's not going to be 100%. And if Charlotte is going to be able to pull off this upset, they're going to need Washington to get up close to 17, 18, 19 points. So with everything on the line in this play-in opportunity, I will roll with you, and I will look for you to end the curse.
Man, fingers and toes crossed. I got the four-leaf clover in my pocket. I'm going to rub the old lucky rabbits, but something needs to happen. That's a good call. I kind of like Charlotte, too, at plus 120 on that money line.
Number two.
All right, let's go to the second playing game here in prime time. We got the Washington Wizards and Russell Westbrook. All he does is post triple-doubles going up against the Boston Celtics. No, I'm not going to focus on a Westbrook triple-double because it's like minus 420. Nice for that to occur. But I'm going to go with his teammate, Bradley Beal, who was going to deal from way downtown in this game. And let's get seduced by that juice against the Celts here, Lundy. The over on 2.5 made triples for Beal at DraftKings Sportsbook is plus 147, which is rather mind-blowing to me. He's been over this number in 3 of his last 4 games on the season, averaging just shy of this on a per-game basis at 2.2 makes per contest from outside. But in 2 matchups against Boston in the regular season, 4 made threes and, let's stay consistent, 4 made threes. So he's had a lot of success against his team, and for good reason, because Boston is number 22 in the NBA in 3-point percentage D, allowing 37.4% and number 17 in the association and number of threes made per game by opponents. Plus, if you use the advanced EVP tool at FTN Daily, last 15 games, this is the second best matchup possible for a shooting guard. So Beal, got to be firing on all cylinders tonight. I love this wager, Lundy. Over 2.5 main threes against Boston. Fade or follow, again, at plus 147.
I like it. I like it, despite the fact that he was out there for that stretch. But this is a number that I think is attainable easily for him going up against Boston. You're right. It's like, I don't want to touch any of these Westbrook props. I'm just over it already. Let's just move on.
There's not any value there anymore. It's gone. No, poof, gone away.
It's completely gone, unless you're somebody that just says, screw it, I'm going to roll, I'm going to fade it, and I'm going to assume that he goes, that he gets under on one of his individual totals. But there's no reason for me to be chasing the rest of these really, really juiced up numbers. So, but when it comes to Beal, yes, I think 3 threes is the number for him to be able to do in this game against Boston. So I'll roll with you, brother.
Oh, I lied. Russell Westbrook, just minus 305 to get a triple-double. No Thank you.
Number one.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball, a sport that it spiked me. It cleated me in the parts, Lundy. It was a rough night for your boy across the board. Captain Hook has just been dragging me down to the bottomless depths of the ocean here, whether in the NBA or in Major League Baseball. So, again, let's, you know, I'm going to sacrifice some chicken wings to the altar of the gambling gods and try to get right here. And I'm going to go back to a player that we featured a couple of times here on this podcast, Luis Castillo of the Cincinnati Reds, a guy who was struggling and mightily so far here over the first couple of months of the season. I'm going to go back to the under well against San Francisco. The line's at 5.5 strikeouts, and the under's at plus 120. So, again, I'm getting seduced by the juice here. Now, Castillo has been under this 5.5 strikeout prop in 7 of 8 starts this season. And interestingly, and coincidentally enough, the only over he has hit was against San Francisco, in which he had 7 strikeouts. Yes, the Giants rank number 7 in strikeout percentage in Major League Baseball. But, you know, Castillo has got some control issues going on right now. Just a 6.99 K per 9. That's down from 11.44 in the category from a season ago. That ERA sky high right now at 7.71. He has been the bearer of bad luck with a 380 BABIP, which is an indicator that in the batting average balls in play has not gone his way. But the home run balls have plagued him. High contact rates. The fastball velocity is still there. He's still, you know, hitting the gun in the mid-90s consistently. It's just hitting his spots with that fastball, and they have looked like beach balls to the opposition, particularly in the first inning where he has given up. And this is not an error. This is not a mistake. A 16.88 ERA in the first inning again, Lundy. So fade or follow, Luis Castillo under 5.5 punch outs against the Giants at plus 120.
I have faith in your ability to stop sucking. That's what it really comes down to.
You're the only one, man.
I know. You've got some family members that probably have given up on you at this point.
Yeah,
the kids are like,
Dad,
whatever. Just don't talk to us because you can't seem to get anything right. No, I'm going to I'm hanging with you, my friend. I'll hang with you in this one, especially when we're talking about, I'm sorry, what in the first inning?
16.88 ERA. Crazy.
That is nuts. So, yes, I will take the under with you. Who knows? Maybe it'll be a rather quick hook. Forget the hook on the betting side.
Yarr.
It could be a hook where he gets pulled to the showers early based on this one. So, yeah, I'll roll with you on the under.
All right, let's hope that the red will stay in the red in terms of that ERA and make us some cash money there in the end. All right, before we call this a show, Mr. Lundy, give us a little bonus time that you like tonight.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to roll with it just because this is the juice. I'm not going to throw a whole lot on this particular bet, but it would not surprise me for the Minnesota Wild to beat Vegas again.
Hmm.
Despite the fact that it took all the way until overtime for anybody to score in that game. The final was 1-0 in overtime. But look, Minnesota is a plus 148 on the money line in this game. And I just look. Can Vegas win at home? Yes, of course they can. Vegas is a very good team. There's a reason that they're one of the favorites to be able to get the cup. But that's too high of a juice for me, and I'm going to take advantage of it because I really think Minnesota should probably be closer to a plus 120 or a plus 125. So the fact that they are giving me the extra juice, I'm going to take it just on the off chance that Minnesota pulls it off again. Also like the under in that one, by the way, at 5.5. I mean, hell, it took them until overtime just to score a goal in game one. So I like the under at the 5.5. And Brad, how about we go back to the well? How about we do it for tonight? Let's talk about a pair of threes, 3-point shooting,
Is it our guy?
Props. I'm going to put two of them together. First one, Terry Rozier at a +2.5. So again, he's got to make at least three three-pointers. But that one's been juiced up for us. And so let's pair him up with, you got it, Rory
Hachimura.
At a plus 5.5. So all Rory's got to do is make one. If you put both of those together, so over on Terry Rozier threes and over on Rui Hachimura threes, Brad, it turns into a plus 218 parlay, brother. Let's make some money.
I love it. I absolutely adore that selection. You know, Rui Hachimura by itself is just minus 108 if he would have ride. And I'm 100% in for that. You know, just 1-3, man. It worked out for us before. Let's do it again, Rui. All right. I'm going to go back to baseball, and I'm going to correlate a couple of selections here together. First, give me the Chicago White Sox on the run line, -1.5 at plus 138 against the Twins. Four games this season, the Sox have won by 6, 5, 2, and last night by a dozen runs. It was a 16-4 finish. Michael Pineda back on the bump for the Twinkies going up against Lance Lynn, and Lynn's been dealing. He had 5 shutout innings when these two pitchers went toe-to-toe back on May 13th, had 9 strikeouts in the game. That was a 4-2 win. And Pineda, a guy who's 2.79 ERA, a little bit deceiving because that BABIP is at 216. This could be an ERA correction today against that smoking hot White Sox team. And sticking with the White Sox team, Tim Anderson, hasn't posted yet. I don't care what the juice is. He's going to score a run. I'm willing to pay it. He has hit foot on plate in 9 of his last 10 games. He has scored in every matchup, all 4 contests against the Twinkies this season. And his career marks against Michael Pineda, chef's kiss. 9-for-16, Lundy, with 3 homers and 6 RBIs. He has killed Pineda in his brief but spectacular career. And there you have it. That is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me there, at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly, if you enjoy this podcast. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score a sweet subscription discount today. Make a 3, Rui, and as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.